Atypical sports radio show.
Okay, I'll explain why I'm acting so weird.
Atypical.
Yo, welcome back to the Atypical Sports Show with your host, Rob and Key. Key, you know what? I want you to talk first. Tell me why you excited about the segment. Holla at me.
You want me
right
to
now.
Talk first, then we're gonna have to go to the tape and erase your voice and let me talk first. Then.
No, I want you to talk first about
you've
this
already
next
talked
segment.
First.
I'm sorry. I want you to introduce.
So
the
you
segment.
Want me to talk second?
I want you to talk second.
Welcome to the Atypical Sports Show. Okay. It's All-Star Weekend, and there's so many events that we're lined up to do. Sunday's a big day for us.
Huge
fan interaction. Friday is today. Saturday, I mean, I'm just talking about for the website. Friday, we're going to bring up the fan interaction.
Which is today.
That's today. Saturday is the All-Star game. We're going to let you chill, hang out. It's Valentine's Day. Show your love. Oh, it's the dunk contest.
Yeah, the dunk contest. The three-point competition.
Yeah.
And then the skills competition. And horse. So I know that's going to be top five on your list.
For all you All-Stars out there in your Valentine's Day, it might be your own Valentine's All-Star Day.
Exactly. It might be yours. You never know.
You know.
And Sunday, we got the game.
We got the game.
And so what we going to do, fan interaction, great, because I love fan interaction because we get emails throughout the week. And so me and you read them and we go back and forth and laugh about them.
Read some of those.
I got a couple emails that I want to read.
I can't wait to the day that you so old that you got to put on glasses and it's going to be a whole process that you got to read these little fine print emails. Well,
this close enough, don't do it.
Yeah.
So we got, Buddy Lamont wrote, unbelievable. They are all cheating. I'm done with baseball. Are basketball players using this stuff to get more hops? Football players we know are. You can't really look up to any athlete anymore. They're using enhancers to perform at a higher level than a normal human athlete. Arg.
Who emailed that? A pirate?
Arg.
Who emailed that?
Lamont did email that. Mine. You know, and I feel you on that, Lamont. You know, I really have no comment.
So
you
that's
know?
A response from our A-Rod segment.
That's a response from A-Rod segment. Talking about steroids.
Yeah, my real quick comment though, if you didn't think that was happening, then you are a 5-year-old.
you got to know what happened is going on. If it's a surprise to you, but doesn't necessarily take the edge off of being frustrated.
Yeah, it did hurt. Yeah,
you know.
Go
so.
Ahead.
All right. So the second we got another email right here. This is from KK. In response to Key, I don't know if you guys read Key's Kealum about the light rail. If you didn't, you're on the website right now. Just click on Kealum and you'll be able to read his information.
And
about
there's
the
a
light
fresh
rail.
YouTube on there too.
Fresh
that,
YouTube
that I did off the flip video. We're gonna give you a lot of segments of that on Monday too.
For
so
real.
Check that. Check out that style, and that's how we're gonna bring it to you next week.
Okay. So in response to Kealum's column on the light rail, I wanted to make a few comments. The light rail is nice. But did they really have to build it in the slum of Phoenix? My 4-year-old and I rode it a couple weeks ago, and there wasn't a stop from ASU until downtown Phoenix that I would get off at. And don't get me started on what it looks like after you leave Indian school and head north. Let's just say my daughter had to go to the bathroom and I wouldn't get off the light rail because I didn't know if I was in America or Central America.
Wow.
Finally, at the end of the line, we made a dash to JB's Buffet for a much needed bathroom break. However, once inside, they wouldn't let her use the bathroom unless we brought something. Needless to say, I unleashed my inner Hulk on the skinny 5'10", 20-year-old P. Diddy wannabe and just let her go. But something is wrong with the light rail. The lack of bathrooms, that's just like the Suns. Come summertime, the light rail is going to stink just like the Suns. Peace, KK.
Wow. Peace or violence? I didn't know he was angry. Have you ever read in the L or the Subway? Like in Chicago or New York, now that's real. Like, there's terror. I mean, not terror, but you gotta watch your wallet.
Well,
I didn't feel like that.
I don't know, but right now, why am I scared to ride the light rail from reading this email? I've never ridden it before, but he has me thinking that I need to get some Teflon.
Well, we gonna ride the light rail on Sunday.
I'm scared. Right now, the KK just scared me, and one more K would have really scared me. So the whole thing I'm thinking about, I don't know why he swears that it's. I've been in downtown Phoenix. Now, I maybe my, you know, it's kind of like your threshold of ghetto might be a little bit different than somebody's threshold. Yeah. I don't think I'd have a problem riding the light rail to downtown Phoenix, or I don't think there's any place in Phoenix unless I'm in certain areas like 35th Avenue, the avenues.
Yeah, the avenues.
The avenues. Now, if he said that writing about the avenues, I'd be like, I feel you.
Yeah.
But right there, I'm like, Central America? I think KK, with a mixture of a bad day and taking a 4-year. I know what it's like taking a 4-year on the subway. Was.
And she had to go to the bathroom.
Dude, and that's stressful. Was, dude, yeah. When I got my girls and we're rolling on somewhere and they got to go to the bathroom and you don't got nowhere to go. And then you go there and you know the bathrooms is dirty. It messes your mind up. I am mad at you, KK. Yeah.
Paradise Valley would have looked like... look like Mesa or
exactly
something.
He's like, man, we was in Scottsdale and it was garbage like East Chandler. So it would have been crazy. So I feel you, KK. I appreciate the response.
No, that was a good email.
That was a good email. But you, I have to say, you painted a picture right there, which has me question myself. So I'm going to work on my Taekwondo before Sunday flight road trip. Okay, so the next email we got is from Guy LaOrange. Did you know Adam Morrison was as bad as he really looks? Look at his state. Has there been a worse pick by Michael?
No. I don't want to interrupt you. I don't think he wrote that email.
Oh, you don't think
I think
he did.
That's another KK email. KK emailed us like 2 times in a day or something.
No, it's LaOrange.
No, LaOrange was the one he's talking about.
Oh, this
about.
Was the PS. Yeah. Okay, so this was KK's PS. I'm sorry, KK. I thought you were still on the light rail still. Okay, KK, did you know Adam Morrison was as bad as he really is? Look at his stats. Has there been a worse pick by Michael Jordan? Is MJ worse than Isaiah as a GM talent evaluator? And if you look at Adam Morrison's player page on SI.com, I swear to God, he looks like a meth dealer who hangs out on Main Street in Mesa. I wish I could link up his photo right now, but I can't. Just check it out.
It was Main Street or Mesa on the light rail trail, too.
I think it was. I think it was the first stop. Do not take KK cruising in the Mesa or downtown Phoenix area. KK might throw it up. So I feel you, KK. So next time, man, you know what? I like the interaction, though, because I like people's different people's perspective. I'm not making fun of you, KK. I mean, it's cool. Your perspective is different. I like that. Keep bringing it to the show. We appreciate it. So the next email
That's the Guy LaOrange.
Yeah, the Guy LaOrange is this next one. So to my main's Kay Deacon Reed, I'm really feeling the show. Good info, nice flow, and funny as hell. You had me with the OC Time's Up with the breakdown of the East and 90s rap. But wait, no, DeWick. No Choice Is Yours. Did you two jokers even listen to hip hop in the 90s? Ways out. I've listened to every segment and I love the show. Can't wait to hear that No Future in Your Front when you get to the Midwest. Guy LaOrange.
Man, we did sleep on those Choice Is Yours. But there's only five, though. There's only five.
He tried to name 45 in the last segment in a minute. So, I mean, he tried, Guy.
Yeah.
So, the last one we got is... Robin Key. Last Friday, if you guys were listening last Friday, this will apply. Last Friday, you read an email from a cat named E. Wizard. The Wiz commented, I didn't know, he's the Wiz too. The Wiz commented on the fact that two U of A alums, Sarver and Kerr, have killed the Suns. Yes, this was clearly a dig on the University of Tucson, but let's not get lost in the dig and miss the valuable substance of the question comment. Right now, the Suns have less of an identity than Jason Bourne. If Robert Sarver is not the guy to blame, then who is? It's Sarver's product that's out there on the floor, and it's his guys making the front office decision. You guys are letting Sarver off too easy. He ain't in it to win it. A big atypical sports show fan.
No, but he had to.
He had a big ass. A-S-S, atypical sports show fan. I like that. That was very witty. That was very witty.
But, hey.
His name is R. Swagga.
Ooh, Swagga like us.
I like R. Swagga. Well,
I like him.
You want to respond to what he says?
He made me angry about that University of Tucson because I don't like those childish digs ASU do at our University of Arizona. That's like saying, Tempe Normal. Go home, Owls. Okay, man. On that note, U of A had a big game last night.
Because I want to talk about this a little bit. So I'd like you to respond to this email.
First of all, the problem with the Suns, it may be Sarver, but it's not the decisions that you may think. I think it's because he hired Terry Porter. Do not ever hire a man that got fired a year ago from any organization, any job you have. If a man gets fired, you don't want to hire him. I'd rather just start over fresh. He might as well just put Vinny Del Negro, give somebody a fresh chance. You don't take no has-beens that got fired. There's a reason he got fired.
Well, I mean, this guy, R. Swagger still seems to agree with E. Wizard. Why are these characters? but they seem to agree with each other. Like, I just don't understand how you blame Sarver. Like, when people blame GMs, those are the people to me who will blame their parents when they're 40 years old about them having a bad life. Look at it, dude. I didn't see Sarver's big black ass.
Wait a second. Sarver's not black.
This is my point. I didn't see Sarver's big black ass let people throw alley-oop dunks over him on Monday. Did you watch that 76ers game? Oh, they was still, dude, they was throwing alley-oop dunks. And I didn't see, and I know Kerr can ball,
yeah,
but I know Kerr doesn't wear number one and letting just dudes drive to the hole, oh, score, and just not standing there. So I know Sarver.
I didn't see Kerr guarding Mo Williams and have him give up 44.
I didn't see that. So obviously he was expecting these players to play hard, so he picked them up. Everybody still says the same thing. They got the best starting five. Is that their fault they're not playing? When are you going to lay the blame on the feet of the players?
That's why it goes to the coaches, but
that's fine. It can go, but don't blame Sarver and Kerr. There's talent on that court. There's talent on that court. Now whether they mesh, that's their choice to do it.
Good call, because you cannot question everybody who's making these comments. Don't act like you were on hype when Jason Richardson, when you saw our lineup,
and don't act like you were hype when we got Shaq. Please do not sit there and say that you thought Shaq was a bad decision to make at that time. And please don't say Amari and Shaq together. Please don't say it. And then now Steven, come on, I don't want to hear that. So R Swagger, I like that you email. You know, me and you might have a little a rivalry back and forth though, but I have to think of a new name for myself though, so I can rival you guys.
Yeah, you got the E Swaggers.
You got the E Wizards.
No, the E Wizards.
And the R Swaggers.
Oh,
I mean, that might take me 3 weeks to come up with something to match.
That's like they fantasy football league.
That is the names, E Wizard and R Swagger.
Or your Madden, when you have your Madden made up names. Remember we used to play Madden?
Oh, bad.
And my dude. Name, what was my name my dude? Oh, my name of my quarterback was Saul Good. Yeah. S-A-U-L Good.
And I named every one of my players Robert Reed.
Robert Reed the second, Robert Reed the third.
Robert Reed's son. And so, yeah, that was our little introduction. I appreciate the emails, you guys. So seriously, keep emailing us. We will read your emails. And we do have a feature on the website where you can blog. And you can actually put your comments down. We got a couple forums on the website so you guys can talk back and forth. We're trying to make it interactive. Every time we're learning, doing something a little different with the website to keep y'all on your toes.
Yeah.
So,
we got to get our new blogger names. They got theirs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That we got to think of new blogger names.
I got to get my new blog name.
I'm willing to listen to any suggestions out there in the world.
The only person can name me is my mama.
But I'm listening.
You gonna let another man name your blogger name?
No. It's a time thing. I mean, if somebody comes up with something, I don't mean I gotta do it, man. I mean, don't mean I'm entering into a contract.
So you just suckering them to
give me ideas.
Like,
I'm giving me ideas to keep it fresh.
I don't even know you no more, dude. You gonna have another man name you on your blogger tag,
man? But I don't know when that was a question of manhood, right there.
I think you're more creative than that.
What do you mean 3 years ago I didn't do that?
You would have came up with a name in 10 seconds.
It would have been Robert Reed. the fifth, or it would have been RLR. Come on, man. I ain't going to branch out that much.
Oh, man.
So, all right. So what I want to get to, dude, the most anticipated.
Can we go on a break and come back? Because you're a little too hype right now, because I want to get my thoughts together.
Okay, so.
I got to write the itinerary.
We already know the itinerary.
Write it down because you'll forget.
No, whatever. All right, man. So if you want to go a break, I guess we're going to break. I guess I can't do it by myself.
We'll be back
later.
Remember when sports was all about the kids? Well, the Valley Sports Ledger bring back the innocence of youth and high school sports by focusing on the positive aspects of youth sports. The Ledger recognize all of these achievements from all athletes from different skill levels to make sports fun for everyone again. Visit thevalleysportsledger.com where it's all about the kids.
Yo, welcome back to the Typical Sports Show. It's All-Star Weekend. This is what I wanted to talk about since the day I woke up, since it was been Wednesday, 2 days ago. I am going to the NBA Legends Brunch, 10 a.m. My sister had the opportunity to get me in there. I can't wait to meet George Gervin. I can't wait to see Magic. I can't wait to be on the stage. We're going to try to get Rob in. I don't know how this is going to work, but we're going to try to get Rob
in. I ain't even going down there, man.
Dude, come on, man. Dude.
It's too early to go down there for me not to go in, man. No, don't try to get on the microphone and say we're trying to get Rob in. This Kigo texted me earlier. Kigo texted me. He's like, yo, dude, I think I'm going to the Legends Rock. I'm like, for real? And I text him like, oh, am I going? He's like, sorry, only got two tickets. Me and Shelly going. And I was like, like, oh, that's cool. I said, okay. And he was like, man, that was the most saddest sounded okay I've ever heard in my life, because I kind of feel bad about it right now.
He
didn't
even say it's okay. He just texts back, it's okay. You ever got a text that just had two letters? You're like, damn, what's behind this text?
But then all of a sudden, he didn't say nothing about trying to hook me up. Now we go on my, he's like, we're going to try to get robbed. We're going to try to get you.
We're going to take it back to like 1996 when we used to like make our own passes into places. Right. Are we too old for that, huh?
Yeah, we can't do that, man. I'm not trying to risk me going down there and waiting out there in the cold and stuff and looking
Sheriff
at people.
Sheriff Joe will make an example out of you.
Be in Tent City by 1 o'clock. So we go
with your typical t-shirt though. A typical sports show t-shirt. But okay, the bottom line is me and Rob plan, or we're going out there, we're bringing our field gear, we're going to get some interviews, we're going to get some footage. We are going to have the opportunity to allow you to get in our eyes and see how we saw this whole experience. We're going to the jam session. I'm going to the Legends game. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. And we're going to try to get to the All-Star game. That's our mission.
Wait, you're going to the Legends buffet and the game?
The Legends brunch. I'm going to the brunches at 10.
Okay.
But we're going to, me and you, we're getting in the game.
Oh, yeah. That's what the whole plan is. We're going to take the light rail. So yeah. We're going to take the light rail, which is a public device, yeah. You know, that you can go from one city to the other. They just built this to open up. It opened up in general. No, people outside, man, there's people all over the world listening now.
Oh, yeah. Read my article about it.
So listen, so the light rail, it stretches from Mesa all the way to downtown Phoenix. So it just opened up January 1st.
I got a cool YouTube that kind of it gives an example of our ride, our trip there. But see, the whole thing is we're going to take the light rail there. We're going to get there. We're going to just feel the vibe. But we're going to use our game to get our 4 feet inside that stadium.
I would have to harken it back to Vegas game. Because, you know, when you walk up Vegas, like, you just know you getting in.
Yeah.
You get in because it's just all about you don't care. You know, it's like, I know I'm getting in. It's not even a question. So I'm using that same swagger, that same game.
The R swagger?
The Rob Reed swagger.
You can't take that man's name.
I'm not taking it. But he said, yeah, I can't take his name. That's whack.
But you'll let him name you.
I'll let him give me an ideas of names. Okay. So we're going to use that same swagger to get into the All-Star game. But so we're going to be down there. We're going to be doing a flip video. Our field gear includes a flip video camera, a microphone with a 1 gig disc so we can get microphone. We'll get interviews right there.
A towel. The white, yeah. It might be raining those. Umbrella.
Okay. Definitely.
I'm writing all this down.
Atypical shirts.
Okay, shirts. Okay.
And then check.
Cards. Okay. Cameras. Okay.
And flip videos. That's what I already mentioned. So you guys are going to be able to witness the interview. You're going to hear about the interview. It's going to attack all five senses right now. So look at it this way.
All five senses. Yeah. Yeah. Got it. I love the five senses. Bring them down to us. Explain them.
Okay. So
sight. How are we going to do it to sight wise?
Okay. So the sight wise, you're going to get the vision of what the flavor is like at an All-Star game.
Flip video. Okay. Okay, write that down. Videos for the eyes.
Okay. And then for the smell.
Wow. We got smell of vision?
Oh, well, it's kind of like that though, because what we're going to give you the essence. Because when you think about essence, you smell. Essence is like something you take in.
And it's funky. Bring that funk,
and it's from our lungs to your eardrums, so we just smell it. Then we got the taste.
Oh, we gonna eat good out there.
Oh, dude, we gonna eat so good. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna eat good.
Yeah, we gonna eat good. That's the you act like you're a little kid at the carnival,
ordering everything.
Yeah, ordering everything. Like, how is he gonna get up out of this chair?
It's amazing. And so that's
we'll explain our menu. We're gonna do that.
Okay.
And they gonna hear it.
Right.
All week. You wanna do an extra show next week?
Maybe.
It depends on
how much footage we have. We should have plenty of footage. So, but you're just going to be on a road with it. What's the fifth sense?
The feel.
Feel.
Can you feel me?
Oh, you're going to feel us, though. You're definitely going to feel the energy that you're going to have. You're going to feel like you at the All-Star game with
us.
That's the
most important sense right there.
Yeah, we're trying to bring that feeling. And it can happen, man. When you're talking about when somebody's somewhere else and you just feel the energy, like when somebody's in Vegas, you're talking to them on the phone, you talk to your boy in Vegas, oh, man, we was over there doing this. You feel that energy. You're going to get that same energy from us that you get in the show.
We're going to be at the game, dude.
We're going to be.
If we got at the game, I'm going to explain why we didn't do it, how Rob messed it up.
And you're also going to film. I want them to film and hear my game.
This is what's going to happen. Here's my prediction. We're going to get there and Rob's going to get in the game and it's going to be a payback because of the NBA brunch, and I'm going to be sitting outside just waiting for him, and there's going to be like a 30 second moment where I think I can get in, but Rob's going to be behind those glass doors at America West waving like, sorry.
No, man, I would do like that, but I guarantee
I got all the field equipment.
If I get in, you getting in, because it's like a combo thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it's going to roll. So that's what it's going to look like for our flavor for Sunday. Sunday for the All-Star game, so y'all be able to witness that. So make sure next week you listen to the show. We'll have all that information up on Wednesday.
Got it.
And we'll talk about it.
Got it. You see me, you smell me, you taste me, you hear me, you feel me. We out of here, players.
All right, yo. Thanks for listening to Atypical Sports Show.
NBA All-Star
Weekend. NBA All-Star Weekend, man. It don't get no better than this. Holla at your boys.
And thanks for the emails, y'all. I really appreciate that.
For real. Check out the website.
Peace.
Atypical sports radio show.
Okay, let's explain why Matt looks so weird.
Atypical.